Trump's Venezuela military actions surpass Project 2025's economic re-hemisphering goals. Project 2025, a 1,000-page policy roadmap crafted by the Heritage Foundation for Donald Trump's second term, contains a reference to re-hemisphering Latin America on page 184. Snopes confirmed that this term appears in the document, but its context is primarily economic, not militaristic. The plan advocates for shifting manufacturing and industry from distant global locations, particularly China, to Central and South America to stabilize regional economies and strengthen U.S. supply chains. It also calls for a hemisphere-focused energy policy to reduce dependence on remote fossil fuel sources and foster economic growth in the Western Hemisphere. The document's discussion of security, found in the Western Hemisphere section, emphasizes collaborative defense efforts with Latin American nations and U.S. allies, naming countries like Colombia, Ecuador, Guyana, and Venezuela as either security threats or vulnerable to external powers. It encourages joint military and non-military initiatives, but does not advocate unilateral U.S. military interventions. In January 2026, President Trump initiated unauthorized military operations in Venezuela, including the capture of President Nicolas Maduro, citing the Monroe Doctrine to justify the actions. These operations went beyond Project 2025's recommendations, which focus on economic alignment and multilateral security strategies rather than unilateral invasions. Social media claims linking the Venezuela operation directly to Project 2025 are partly accurate. The term re-hemispheering is present, but the document does not endorse the aggressive, imperial approach Trump undertook.